Conversation 1.
Lisa, why did you pay for your meal with cash instead of the payment apps on your phone?
Well, I've gone back to cash. I'm only using payment apps if that's the only option. I'm trying to save money for a new phone, and I find that using cash rather than payment apps helps me to save.
But how? Money is money, isn't it? I don't think it matters whether you take it out of the bank and put it in your wallet, or simply transfer it from your bank account to the seller's bank account using an app.
No, I believe it does matter. It's a psychological phenomenon. I believe we have less connection with the value of our money when we just tap the approve buttons on our phones.
You might have a point. Since I stopped carrying cash around and started using my phone apps to pay, I may have developed a tendency to buy more small or non-essential items.
That's highly possible. Think about the amount of time we spend with our phones in our hands and all the things we do with our phones. It sometimes seems that our phone is buying the product for us, not ourselves.
So cashless payment affects our ability to budget?
I believe so. If we spend 100 yuan in cash, we realize that we don't have that 100 yuan to spend on something else. But if we're spending electronically, we are less likely to make that mental calculation.
I stopped using my credit card because I found I was spending excessively. Perhaps I should take the same approach of paying using my phone.
It's worth considering.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. Why did the woman decide to go back to cash for payment? Question 9. What happens when people use apps for payment according to the woman? Question 10. What might the man tend to buy with payment apps? Question 11. What does the man think of electronic payment?